This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. The oath-taking of several newly elected MPs was held today on the first day of the first session of 18th Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as the member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhartrihari Mehtab administered the oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairperson appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radha Mohan Singh and Faggan Silt Kulaste took oath as the members of the chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudeep Bandopadhyay of TMC skipped the oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal, Jitan Ram Manji, Rajiv Ranjan, alias Lalan Singh, Dr. Virendra Kumar, Kiran Rijiju, Chirag Paswan, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurna Devi and others took oath as the members of the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the session of 18th Lok Sabha is beginning today with the resolve of building Viksit Bharat and asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill the aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. The Prime Minister said the people of the country expect good steps from the opposition and he expressed hope that the opposition will live up to their expectations to maintain the dignity of democracy. Union Minister J.P. Nadda was appointed as leader of the House in Rajya Sabha today. He succeeds Piyush Goyal, who is now a member of the Lok Sabha from Maharashtra's North Mumbai. Mr. Nadda was nominated by BJP to Rajya Sabha from Gujarat in February this year. With a view to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation, the centre has imposed stock limits on wheat applicable to traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors for all states and union territories. Addressing media in New Delhi, Secretary Department of Food and Public Distribution Sanjeev Chopra said that for traders and wholesalers, the stock limit of wheat will be 3,000 tons, for retailers it will be 10 tons, for big chain retailers the stock limit will be 10 tons for each outlet and 3,000 tons at all their depots. Mr. Chopra said that the stock limits on these entities will be enforced till 31st of March 2025. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, today launched the National Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2024 at a function in New Delhi. He launched the campaign by distributing oral rehydration salts, ORS and zinc tablets to children in presence of Minister of State for Health, Anupriya Patel and Pratap Rao Jadhav. The two-month campaign will begin from 1st of July and continue till 31st of August. The special CBI team from New Delhi has taken over the investigation of the case of alleged NEET UG examination paper leak scam from the Economic Offence Unit EOU of Bihar Police. The CBI team reached this morning in Patna to take over the investigation of the case from the EOU, which had constituted the SIT after getting clues of leakage of question paper. The investigation agency will also probe cases of malpractices and other offences which have been registered at Shastri Nagar Police Station in Patna. The EOU had registered the case on 5th May this year, on the day of NEET UG entrance examination, after getting leads about the alleged paper leak scam. The Russia's foreign ministry has summoned the U.S. ambassador over a missile strike in Crimea. It said that U.S.-supplied 80 ACMS missiles were used in the attack and warned that there would be consequences. The Moscow also said the U.S. bears equal responsibility for a strike on Crimea. Abhishek Sharma, Nitish Reddy, Riyan Parag and Tushar Deshpande have earned maiden call-ups to the Indian team to be led by Shubman Gill for the five-match T20 International Tour of Zimbabwe scheduled from July 6 to 14 at the Harare Sports Club. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India have set a target of 206 runs before Australia in their Super 8 clash at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia. The men in blue posted a total of 205 for 5 in 20 overs. Skipper Rohit Sharma led the innings with a quick-fire 92 off just 41 deliveries. In reply, Australia were 128 for 3 wickets in 13.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.